Some experts believe all food rich in carbohydrates, like cake, rice, and pasta, can make us feel relaxed and happy. But foods rich in protein, like fish and meat, have a different effect. They make us feel alert and focused. This distinction could have profound consequences. Imagine you're heading for a showdown where split-second decisions have dramatic results. Eating the right meal beforehand could make all the difference. These two men have agreed to test this theory. Because in their ruthless line of work, having a sharper brain than your opponent could give you a killing edge. Paul Littlewood and Terry Chapman are former British chess champions. They've agreed to test the effect of two contrasting meals at a top London restaurant. Prosciutto and artichokes for Paul. But it's tagliatelle with an asparagus fonduta for Terry. Paul's meal is designed to boost his mental alertness. It's loaded with protein in the form of red meat. This should sharpen up his brain. But Terry eats a heavy meal packed with carbohydrates. It should make him feel happy, but also so relaxed he becomes drowsy. It's not long before the contrasting mood food effects seem to be kicking in.
I don't feel over full. I'm raring to go and raring to play Terry this afternoon.
Just right now, I feel like stretching out in the sun and having a nice snooze, frankly.
But there's no chance of that, because now it's time to test the effects of the two different meals. Paul and Terry play a tense match in which they each have just half an hour to make their moves. It's soon clear that Terry, who overdosed on carbohydrates, is struggling against the clock. He's taking far too long to make his decisions. With seconds to spare, he manages to force a draw.
Okay.
Terry ate a meal designed to make him feel drowsy, and he almost ran out of time. But could this be a coincidence? To find out, we need to wait a day and then repeat the experiment. If food can create temporary mood changes in people like Paul and Terry, could it also affect someone for life? Diana Ralston is an artist who for decades suffered from serious depression. Her problem started with the birth of her daughter.
After I had Jane, my character completely changed. I'd lost all confidence, all belief in myself.
It was every mother's nightmare. She had severe postnatal depression and couldn't look after her child.
It went to oblivion. I really didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know what I was doing.
Diana was sent to the hospital, and Jane was taken away from her for 9 months. Doctors gave her prescription drugs, but she didn't fully recover. For years, depression set her apart from other people.
I had terrible exhaustion, lack of concentration, no motivation, not wanting to go out, just existing, hoping to get better.
In 1999, a friend mentioned that a nutritionist might be able to help.
So I was at that stage when I thought, I'll try anything.
Diana went to the Brain Bio Center at the Institute for Optimum Nutrition.
She booked a session
with Lorraine Peretta, a leading expert in the way food affects the mind.
Can you give me an idea of what you eat throughout the day? Just start with breakfast.
For Lorraine, the first step is to analyze her patient's eating habits. Blood and urine tests also help her identify nutritional imbalances. Using this information, she recommends a strict new diet. Diana seized the opportunity to change her life after years of suffering. The food she bought on her weekly shopping trips changed radically. In came a host of new items, from fish to organic vegetables. And the results were remarkable.
I would say within 2 weeks, I felt a different person. I felt more like the person that I had been before I'd given birth to my child, to my daughter.
But how could simply eating different food make Diana feel dramatically more happy and energetic after years of depression?
There were some foods in her diet that were actually draining her brain power, and there were some foods missing from her diet that could have given her brain a boost.
Diana's blood test confirmed she suffered from an important deficiency.
Her key imbalance was in a neurotransmitter called histamine, and we needed to raise this level in order for her depression to lift. We did that through nutritional supplements.
But these pills were just part of the story. Diana was also told to eat more of a key brain food found in oily fish. Fish like salmon and mackerel are rich in essential fatty acids, which the body can't make for itself. And these fatty acids are an important building block for many parts of the brain.
Oily fish is key for making the brain structure and making neurons. These neurons actually produce the chemicals that lift depression and make people feel happy. So the fish oils were going to make her brain make happy chemicals.
Fresh fruit and vegetables were also a major part of Diana's new regime. They're packed with vitamins and minerals, which help the brain make mood-lifting neurotransmitters. To Diana's surprise, she was also ordered to stop eating certain types of food. Wheat products like bread were the first casualty because they could cause depression in some people.
We don't really know the relationship between wheat and depression, but the theory is that it is causing an allergic reaction, which results in the person feeling very depressed, very low, lacking in motivation.
With these changes to her diet, Diana has started a new life. Meanwhile, back at the restaurant, it's day two of the chess challenge. Time to see if these two meals really do have contrasting mood food effects. We repeat the test, but this time Terry eats the protein and Paul packs in the carbohydrates. And sure enough, the way they feel is now reversed.
Speed of decision-making today was slower than yesterday. I felt sluggish, felt lethargic, didn't really want to play chess, to be honest.
Overall, I'd say that compared to yesterday, I was feeling a little more alert and my mind was working a little quicker.
How could the two meals have such contrasting effects? Some experts think it's because protein, like red meat, is rich in tyrosine, a nutrient which stimulates the brain and makes it easier to concentrate. But carbohydrates help the brain absorb a nutrient called tryptophan. Tryptophan is turned into a neurotransmitter called serotonin, which makes us feel happy and relaxed, but as a result, also sleepy. So if the right food can prepare you for a tense showdown, this building in England suggests we're in for something weird and wonderful. An audience was invited here as part of the Cheltenham Festival of Science to witness an extraordinary experiment. In the kitchen, top chef Heston Blumenthal cooks up a delicious six-course dinner.
These are the oyster jellies, oyster and passion fruit.
But this is no ordinary haute cuisine. Each dish is being engineered to create a dramatic mood food effect. They're laced with concentrated extracts of the nutrients which we now know affect our moods. The cauliflower risotto is no exception. It's turbocharged with two amino acids.
Tryptophan and theanine.
The resulting dishes are tested on a panel of food critics and scientists.
The aim of the meal tonight is to show to our audience just how extensively we can change the mood, the feelings, the memories of our diners simply through the food that they are going to consume.
After each course, the panel complete computer tests to check the effect of the food. Everything is monitored, from reaction times to memory skills, and a team of analysts processes the data. The meal is structured to make the panelists feel alert, then happy, and finally, sublimely relaxed. Over the next 2 hours, with more stimulation from music, aromas, and bright colors, the panel embark on a magical mystery tour of altered mental states.
And how's your central nervous system getting on?
I've got no idea. I mean, as I say, I'm in another world already.
How are you feeling?
I think I'm feeling fine, but that's the problem. I think I'm feeling fine, and I don't know whether my judgment has been changed.
This could be the shape of things to come. Food engineered to exaggerate its mood-changing power.
I think in the future we'll begin to look at food as rather more than we think of it today. Not just a source of fuel and energy, not merely a source of enjoyment, but as a kind of a series of tools. For example, foods that wake you up in the morning, foods that would allow you to work more effectively in the office during the day, foods that would allow you to be more romantic in the evening and to sleep better at night.
This is a vision of the future which is already becoming a reality. Just ask Diana Ralston. The changes in her diet have transformed life for her and her entire family.
She got back to her old self. She really did. She was back to the bubbly fun again and wanted to do things.
I play tennis, a lot of tennis, and I paint a lot, and a lot of gardening. I must say I get a great deal of pleasure from gardening. I'm thrilled.
Oh, it's a tremendous difference. It's really like having the old die back, when we first got married.